Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Pedro.
Summary here, LSAT Demon Live student Pedro thanks us for our advice to put GPA first. He just graduated with a 3.94. And now he asks, in terms of approaching LSAT study and determining where to begin, you've advised to, quote, take it one question at a time and, quote, don't move to the next question if you don't understand it. Considering this, would you recommend mastering one section before moving on to the others? For instance, I've chosen to start with logical reasoning and have been gradually working on understanding this section. Is it advisable to spend significant time and focus on one section and only move on to the next section once I feel confident in my understanding? So basically, would you recommend one section at a time? Thank you in advance. Thank you in advance for your valuable and blunt insights, Pedro.
No, Pedro. In fact, there's science behind this. This is not just our own theory. When you're learning something, you want to shake it up. You want to learn logical reasoning. You want to learn logic games. You want to learn reading comprehension. Yes, when you're tackling an individual task, you want to tackle that task one at a time, right? You want to focus in on that task. But that doesn't mean that if you did logical reasoning for an hour today, you need to keep doing logical reasoning. Or if you did logical reasoning yesterday, you need to keep doing that and wait until that big astronomical task is done before going on to another one. The analogy stops there.
Yeah, you have to break things up into discrete chunks and then mix it up a little bit. You know, you're working hard on some big project. Well, work hard on it and focus on it. Don't try to multitask, work on that project. But also after 45 minutes or an hour or something, go take a walk or go get a workout or go eat lunch or whatever. There's other things that you have to take care of and you've got to mix it up a little bit. The reason why we recommend you to do one question at a time and not move on to the next question if you don't understand it is because we have to train you to solve these questions one question at a time. You have to solve that question, not just half-ass it, not just skim it and guess on it, not just get frustrated and then, oh, well, let me try the next one. You need to solve that question, then move on to the next question. But it's unlikely that you're going to solve logical reasoning today. You can solve that question, though, right now. You're just not going to solve logical reasoning today or even this week or probably this month. So solve that question, finish that section or whatever you're working on, and then move along to games, move along to reading comp and mix it up. We always give the advice that you should do a mix every week. Our students, we ask them to do at least one timed section of each type of section during the week, plus extra drilling and reviewing of those sections. But you should be doing a little bit of games, a little bit of logical reasoning, a little bit of reading comp, mix it up throughout the week. While you're doing the game or reading comp or logical reasoning, you got to be real sticky and just stay with that question, that game, that reading comp passage until you actually understand what's going on with it. But an hour from now, you're probably going to be doing some different task.
By the way, I would add just this caveat to the three sections per week. Sometimes for newer students, right, they do a time section and then it takes them a couple days to review it because they're so new and they're still just getting their mind wrapped around games or whatever. Yeah, you might not hit those three sections that week. That's fine. But that's only because you're doing a question and then you're taking time to review it. Once you get to a point where you can do a section and review it in a day or two, then you should be able to fit in three sections a week. But of course, everybody's schedule is different. The idea is to always do one question and review it as carefully as you can.
Perfect. Anything else for Pedro?
No, thanks for writing in.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.